Welcome to our inaugural 2016 Speaking of Schools podcast. I'm Doug Keel. I'm with South Carolina's Department of Education, and it's a pleasure to bring you another edition of our podcast. Today, a couple of conversations we think that you'll find very interesting. We're going to be looking at virtual SC. There's some deadlines coming up for the spring term that requires your attention if you're interested in taking one of these virtual courses through South Carolina's Department of Education, and we'll have a conversation relating to that. And also, we'll be previewing for you the 24th annual Science Plus Institute that's going to be taking place this summer at Roper Mountain Science Center. So two great conversations that folks will want to know, one directed mostly at parents and students, the others for teachers who might be teachers of science, coming up on today's podcast. So join us. We are Speaking of Schools. Next up on Speaking of Schools, we're joined by Kataya Clark. Kataya is an instructional team leader with Virtual SC, that's South Carolina Department of Education's online learning program. Kataya, welcome to Speaking of Schools, and it's certainly good to have you with us here.
Thank you, Doug. It's nice to be here.
Well, we want to get some dates for you because I know that you're closing up one term and another one starting. It just seems to come around too fast sometimes. I know when you're involved in it directly as you are, there's hardly time to close one chapter before you're opening up another one. But we do want you to tell us a little bit about Virtual SC, and that it's designed especially for students in grade 7 through 12.
That is correct, Doug. We offer courses to students across the state of South Carolina. We partner with schools and offer high school level courses. Schools sponsor students to take courses with the program, and we have courses in all content areas. And highly qualified teachers teaching those courses. So we are a program that is designed to help schools and students across the state meet those new requirements for college and career ready.
And while you have different semesters during the fall and the winter, you do have ongoing all-year programs such as advanced placement courses.
That is correct. We do have, we operate on three semesters. We've got a fall, a spring, and a summer semester. And we do have advanced placement courses that operate during our fall and spring semester.
Kataya, it's hard to imagine that there's not a school or school district in South Carolina that hadn't been involved in Virtual SC, or practically now even a student that hadn't been involved in it. But in case someone has not been involved, if they may be new to the state or whatever, maybe they would like to know a little bit about how they can get involved with Virtual SC with online courses. Can you just run down real quickly for us what the procedure is?
Absolutely. One of the first things I would do is direct anyone interested in taking courses with the program to our website. It's virtualsc.org. There they can just learn more about the program. And then from there, I would also direct anyone interested to their home school, and that is either the brick and mortar school or the homeschool association or the private school which they attend, and to speak with a counselor there about enrolling with the program. They do have to have sponsorship by that school.
Okay, so that's the key, that you have to have that sponsorship. And of course, if you don't have the sponsorship, even if you could enroll in some way, which I doubt if you can, you couldn't get credit for the course. You folks also offer some test preparation services. They're free, and therefore, of course, as are all the courses available to public, private, and homeschool students.
That is correct. We currently work with a program called SCHMOOP to offer test prep services. As you said, Doug, those services are free to students across the state of South Carolina, and anyone interested in those services can find out more information from the Virtual SC website.
All right. Good news there. Kataya Clark, instructional team leader with Virtual SC in South Carolina's Department of Education. Now, the upcoming semester, the spring term, that I guess it's the spring term?
That is correct.
Yep, spring term. Okay. I get confused as to whether we're talking winter or spring, but it's spring and then summer. The spring term is coming up, and you're going to be accepting registration. Is that done pretty much like it's always done? The upper class folks get the first opportunity at registering for courses?
Absolutely. So we do have priority enrollment for our upperclassmen, and that would be students in grades 11 and 12. That begins on January 6th. And then they're allowed to enroll for up to a week, and then we open regular enrollment. And that actually encompasses all grades, 7 through 12. So those 11th and 12th graders can continue enrolling. That regular enrollment begins on January 13th.
Okay, and we mentioned earlier AP courses. Of course, you don't, or do you start AP courses at this time of year, or is that usually done in the fall?
Good question. No, those courses begin in the fall, and they continue on until the end of the spring semester.
Kataya, thanks very much for being with us. And before we leave you, is there anything that we have left out about Virtual SC, certainly for newcomers to the program, or things that may have just changed that might affect everyone? Is there anything we've left out that you'd like to pass along?
Yes, there are a couple of things, actually. One of the new things that we did this past fall is we held some counselor trainings. So we hosted those here in Columbia on October 1st, October 20th, and December 4th. And we had over 70 school counselors from across the state attend those sessions. And they covered topics such as just general updates about the program, course expectations, policies and procedures, information on navigating the Virtual SC website and the student information system. And for attending, each participant received 3 continuing education units. There are a couple other updates. One is that we did have a change to our withdrawal policy. And basically what we did is we went to a system where school counselors are requesting withdrawals for students. And so I'd just like to send out a reminder that counselors are submitting and requesting those withdrawals for students. And then finally, some great news from the program. We nominated our Teacher of the Year, and Denise Wright was the winner of that nomination. She was selected and was presented with an award at a ceremony, which was attended by our own State Superintendent of Education, Molly Spearman. It was a wonderful experience for her, and she was able to attend the iNACOL Blended and Online Learning Conference in Florida just this past month.
Yeah, Denise, we've saluted her on Speaking of Schools, and certainly I want to second that congratulatory message that you just gave out for the Online Teacher of the Year with Virtual SC. Kataya Clark, Instructional Team Leader with Virtual SC in South Carolina's Department of Education. It's been a pleasure. It's always good to get the update here at the beginning of each term, and we'll be talking again probably as the summer dates come out and information about summer enrollment come from Virtual South Carolina and Virtual SC. Once again, that website, virtualsc.org. It's a great website. Certainly answers virtually any question anyone could have about how it works for online education in South Carolina. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, Doug.
The 24th Science Plus Institute is right around the corner. It may be cold outside, and you may be thinking about when summer's going to get here, but when summer gets here, it'll be too late to apply for the 2016 Science Plus Institute, an annual event at Roper Mountain Science Center. Amy St. John coordinates this, and she's with us today on Speaking of Schools. We're going to find out all about the Science Plus Institute, how many people have been there, and it's just a great, great thing for education in South Carolina, supported by the Education Improvement Act. Amy, welcome back. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Let's hear about the Institute now. Money at work in a very direct way for state taxpayers. You wrote this especially for the Science Center to educate state's public school science teachers, so it's available for all science teachers in 1 through 12 in South Carolina schools.
Yes. So it started in 1993. It's a free professional development program for South Carolina public school teachers. So anyone who teaches a science course at a public school in South Carolina is eligible.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of people who've taken advantage of this over the 23 years that it's been held. I see here from your excellent website, 4,437 South Carolina teachers, all of the state school districts have participated. And, of course, you're going to keep going, and you're going to offer this to school districts, to teachers in every school district for this summer.
Yes, sir. Our goal is to, you know, have every single school district apply and attend every single year. And so we have, for our Summer Institute, we have 300 spots available. And then we've started something new in the fall called Mini Plus, which is basically a smaller version of the Institute that will rotate around the state. So that'll give us, you know, about 120 extra spots per session. So we're going to be able to you know, work with a lot more teachers throughout the year and get people the assistance that they need along with the supplies.
That's great news, Amy. It certainly is. You folks there at Roper Mountain Science Center doing a marvelous job for the teachers in South Carolina. This professional development opportunity for the teachers in grades 1 through 12. Talk a little bit about the selection process. Now, I think it's a February deadline for applications. That's just around the corner.
Yes, sir. So the application process is pretty simple. All you need to do is apply. You can either do that via mail or you can go online to our website under the Educators tab on ropermountain.org. Just click the 2016 Science Plus application. That'll come directly to us. The priority deadline is February 5th. However, while that's the priority deadline, we actually accept applications up until the day the Institute starts. So the people who apply prior to that priority deadline are put within our original selection. So those are the people that we try to get in first. And from that pool of people who apply, again, prior to that February 5th deadline, we look at those who are Palmetto Priority Schools, Title I schools, who has never been able to attend the Institute before, and then we just kind of keep working our way down until we're able to fulfill those 300 spots that we have for the Summer Institute. But just so people know, if, you know, slips your mind or, you know, you're not really sure what your summer plans are and come March you decide that you would love to attend the Institute, please go ahead and apply. We are always looking for people to serve as alternates for our program.
Yes, things always change. People's plans change, especially a period of several months from the time of the application in February till the time that the Science Plus Institute starts in June. So do get those applications in if you can. Keep it up as far as trying to get in, because they will be selecting alternates throughout the all the way up until the time of the first class schedule.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk, let's say now, of course, you're going to have more applicants selected from larger districts as you've got more teachers in larger districts. And, of course, I think you said that first-time applicants and applicants from priority schools and Title I schools do get the preference as far as selection is concerned. Now, there's a lot of make and take with this. Talk about that a little bit.
So basically, the Institute, we like to provide you, when you attend, we provide you all the lesson plans that you'll be, you know, doing during the week. So you'll actually come for the session, and during that time, you'll be going through the exact same activities that we're going to have you be able to walk away with and do with your students once you're back in the school. So we give you the lesson plans. We also provide you all of the materials that you'll need to complete these activities. So every single person that attends this summer will walk away with over $750 worth of free science materials.
Yeah, that's hard to turn down in itself. It really is one of the main benefits that they get to teacher participants. What are some of the other benefits that teacher participants in the Summer Institute might feel like that they've gained from being a part of Science Plus?
Sure. I mean, one of the main benefits is just being able to network. You know, being able to, you know, talk to someone. Let's say you're in Greenville and, you know, you're in a course with someone from, let's say, Horry or Charleston, and, you know, you're able to connect across the state and figure out what are those best practices going on out there. So networking is a really big component of Science Plus. And while we are not a leadership institute, we find that a lot of teachers do come and they do end up finding that they do kind of learn to lead, if you will, you know, how to have a really successful classroom and how to be an all-star in their school district for science and other STEM initiatives.
Let's talk a little bit about the class schedule, some of the things that are going to be offered. It begins in June, middle, latter part of June, runs through about all of July. Kind of break down a little bit of some of the things that will be happening there for the participants.
Sure. So we start June 20th is our first week, and our final week is that last week in July. So during each one of those weeks, we will provide lunch for everyone who attends. We also provide housing for anyone who is outside of an hour radius of the Roper Mountain Science Center in Greenville. And during those weeks, the classes vary. You know, the first week we have a high school course along with two middle science courses, and then a few weeks later we have elementary and middle school, and we, you know, kind of bounce back and forth between elementary, middle, and high school throughout all 5 weeks that we have offered this summer. It's physical science, life science, earth science, you know, anything that's we found was a high need area with those new standards. So we're going to be focusing on the 2014 standards this upcoming year.
Begin June 20th, the last one from the week of July 25th through 29th. And you can look at those class schedules there on the excellent website, ropermountain.org. And just go down and click at the bottom of the page, click on Educators, and it'll pop right up to Roper Mountain Science and the Science Plus Institute. A application link is there, the information about it, everything that we've talked about and more there for you at that particular website. Amy, anything else that you'd like to add about the upcoming institute, and other than just encouraging people to get those applications in the mail or do them on the internet?
Yeah, nothing. I think we've covered pretty much all of that. I just want to really encourage everyone to apply. We have a really exciting lineup of classes this year with great instructors. I mean, I know it's going to be a really wonderful summer here at Roper Mountain. I hope to see you there.
Well, it's been a real wonderful summer at Roper Mountain for the past 23. No reason to think that this one won't be the same. Amy St. John, Pro Coordinator for Science Plus Institute at the Roper Mountain Science Center. That's in Greenville. Thanks a lot for being with us today on Speaking of Schools. And that is episode number one for 2016. Doug Keel, your host from South Carolina's Department of Education. We appreciate you being with us, and we are here each week at this website with another podcast about education in South Carolina. And we cover public, private, and homeschool, such as the conversation that we had today regarding the virtual SC opportunities for high school students, and of course, teachers in South Carolina public schools eligible for the Science Plus Institute coming up this summer. We'll have another podcast for you next week from South Carolina's Department of Education. Thank you for the pleasure of your company on today's podcast. We'll be back again next week and be speaking of schools.